InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
It's good to be back with you, folks. You've got the Sons of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com for more information if this is your first time tuning in. This past weekend, we had a phenomenal show on Saturday. Now, Saturday is generally the show where you will hear Bradley Dean firsthand, what he's going through during the week, what's happening on the front of the ministry, what new things are happening, what new strides we're taking as a ministry, offensive action, etc. And Saturday was an awesome show. Now, many of you may not know that we have a Saturday show, so let me just inform you, it is on from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can listen in through GCN, as many of you are doing right now, but it's also nationally syndicated. So you can go to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and find the different stations that it's playing, AM, FM, etc. I encourage you to check out the podcast if you didn't. We covered a couple topics, which you can actually also find on Bradley Dean blog. That's Bradley's blog. So if you want to know what's going on, if you appreciate the Sons of Liberty and you want to hear from Mr. Otis, if you will, and I'm speaking in antiquity to our original Sons of Liberty member, Mr. James Otis in the United States of America, or Mr. Samuel Adams, it's important to understand why the Sons of Liberty developed, why they came to pass, because they understood their rights were being violated. Their English Bill of Rights was being violated. The violation then led to people redressing their grievances. So with those grievances came rejection. When that rejection came, those Sons of Liberty, those faithful men and faithful women, saw it as their duty to get flashes throughout the colonies. What were the flashes of? Well, to let the colonists know their rights had been violated. And not only that, but what kind of action they can take. They rallied. They organized. They did something called a Tea Party, which nowadays some folks in political circles would demonize the Tea Party, not knowing that the very existence of the liberty we have in this nation came from a Tea Party. Came because their grievances weren't being heard and acted upon. That's how Tea Parties start. There was no formal organization, no taxpayer-driven organization, no plundering of the American citizen for this organization. It was voluntary. Voluntary requisition. That was how they raised their funds. and a heart and a passion and the Spirit of Christ that burned within each one of their hearts to proclaim liberty. For it says in the book of Corinthians, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You can't have liberty outside of that, folks. You just cannot. This is why, because it may come in the guise of liberty, but it will be self-seeking, self-serving, just like entitlement programs. Politicians are happy to vote for entitlement programs. Why? Because what they get back from it. You teach a man to fish, you feed him for, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man to fish, you no longer have a slave. They would prefer slaves on entitlement systems so they can continue to plunder the rest of America, take away their liberties. For who? Not for those on entitlements. For themselves. They're self-serving. Hence you have a Sons of Liberty. Hence we're on the radio right now today and you're listening to us. We're going to address, next segment, this issue with North Carolina, the marriage amendment. We've had a gal call in about this amendment from North Carolina, who's a listener out there. We have a handful of folks listening in North Carolina. This topic is very important. She had brought up the point that it's important we put an amendment in our Constitution in the state of North Carolina, even though marriage between, it's not even marriage. Let's just call it this weird thing that happens when two people that are of the same sex think that they can be united for life. We can't call that marriage. It's an oxymoron. Marriage is what it is. It's like calling a cat a dog. You can't do it. A dog is a dog. It's nothing. You don't need it. You could say it's a brown dog. You could say it's a black dog. But you can't call a cat a dog unless you're mentally ill. 1973, anyways. You guys have heard us belabor this topic, but it's important because law cannot be changed. Especially not by a judge. Law can't be changed. Mankind cannot democratically vote to change law. I'm talking about the laws of nature and nature's God. You cannot change divine law. You can't change it. That's what's important here in this context, folks. It's law. It's the principle of law. Now, if men are not living up to law, we can by force them to in this way. Forcing them to not discriminate against a body of people for the reason of color, for the reason of sex. But we can, the law definitely will discriminate against conduct. And that's what we're dealing with, the issue of conduct. This woman from North Carolina says, if we don't put an amendment on the ballot, she called in and said it, we don't put an amendment on the ballot, we've already seen how the activists, not just the homosexual activists, but activists in general, liberal activists who hate law, do things. They try to get it through a court and try to get the court to lay a blanket upon the entire state and force them. So what she's saying is the best way to do it is let the people speak. Now, I agree that we do need to let the people speak, but not in the form of democracy where just because the people speak, that should become law. No, no, no. The people should speak when their elected representatives in this republic aren't responding to what law is. Then the people speak, not on their own behalf, but on the behalf of God who gave us that law. And because of the love that the people have for the liberties that are protected by that law, folks, I want to protect our generation. Bradley's protecting our generation, folks. That is the purpose of law, to protect this next generation, our posterity. We'll be right back. Segment 2. Bye-bye.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
So here we are, continuing on the vein of this constitutional amendment in North Carolina, in the state of North Carolina. And for all of you in North Carolina listening in, you can call in and give your feedback. It's better to hear it firsthand. That is the state that you live in. We have a similar, we're from Minnesota here, the land of many lakes. We have a similar instance that actually it's passed not only through the House, as it has in North Carolina, but also through the Senate and the state legislature to have the people vote on defining marriage. You can call us if you're in North Carolina, you're listening right now, and you'd like to comment on this and give some feedback. If I'm missing anything or you'd just like to make your voice be heard, 877-807-9977. 877, there's so many sevens, I get confused. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. You don't have to be from North Carolina either. You can call in and give your feedback on this because, again, how do we exercise liberty? We talk about it. We don't stop there. You can get all the exercise you want. If you don't run the race, what's the point? We need to run the race. We need to apply our exercising, our talking, which is what we do on the Sons of Liberty. That's why every day we've got something new to talk about because we're applying it. And again, folks, I encourage you to tune into the show on Saturdays. It's a different time. It's not from 2 to 3. It's actually from 4 to 6 Central Time. And you're going to absolutely love it. It was a fantastic show. Check out the podcast. I encourage you to go to that and listen to our previous shows. You can find that on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And go to Bradley Dean's blog. It's at Bradley Dean blog. And he gives you two of the analogies that he discussed. Grammar rocks. What was it like back in the 60s? And also, from 1967 to 2010, the story of Jack's life. What would it have been like for certain events to take place in somebody's life in 1967, and take those identical events and apply them to 2011. What would happen? Okay, we're going to the Gospel of Luke. Remember, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And folks, if you're not reading your Bible every day and you're a strong patriot, you are missing the key element that is going to allow you to win the day. Now, if you read the Bible at all, you know that you're going to be outnumbered. You're going to be hated. You're going to have men speak all manner of evil about you. You're not going to have a lot of numbers. You're not going to have a giant army. You're not going to have a war chest filled with dollar bills. It's not going to happen. It's not reality, especially not in the position that we are as far as morality goes in this nation. Now, you will have all of those things if you can establish righteousness in your nation, because that will lead to peace and prosperity. Every time. It always does. And that's the circle of history. And then people get apathetic when they have peace and prosperity. They forget about God. They turn back their nation into hell through judgment. If you wonder why bad things are going on right now, the answer is really simple. We're bringing resolve again on the Sons of Liberty. It's not ready then. We're bringing resolve on the Sons of Liberty, and that resolve is this. Christ. Christ is king. No king but King Jesus. John Adams quoted a pastor when he said that during the 1700s when the British were plundering the American colonies. We have no king but King Jesus. And King George is a servant to that king. Now, Christ, when he's speaking, he's reproving lawyers, Pharisees. Basically, what he's doing is he's speaking to the political hierarchy of the time. That's what happened. That's who he's always speaking to. When you find reproofs, he didn't back away from it. He said, this is the church's job. I need to set these things straight because I need to give those that are poor and oppressed a voice. It wasn't just financially broke. It was poor. They were bankrupted in the virtue of morality. I'm not talking about just external moral settings or moral obligations or duties. I'm talking about behavior that reflects Christ. So Christ set the record straight. He started cursing the Pharisees for their hypocrisy. And this is great. If you look at this, this is after he's rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees, right? The scribes wrote the law. They're supposed to be experts in the law. The Pharisees were the political hierarchy. You know, the Sanhedrin, the judges, etc. They controlled the justice system. Then one of the lawyers came up to Jesus, because Jesus hadn't mentioned lawyers in his tirade against these ungodly, wicked people that were oppressing the people's liberty. Master, thus saying, thou reproachest us also. In other words, Jesus, you know, you're saying all these bad things about Pharisees and scribes. They do the same things that we do as lawyers. And you're kind of dissing us, too. So Christ takes the opportunity. What does he say? Oh, no, don't mishear me. Don't take me the wrong way, brothers. I don't mean any ill intent towards you lawyers. I'm so sorry. Maybe it was the interpretation of how you perceived what I said. No, Christ turns to him. He says, okay, well, thank you for bringing that up. That's not in the context. I'll read you the text. And he said, woe unto you also, you lawyers. You laid men with burdens grievous to be borne. Oh, how many of you can say amen to that? Grievous to be borne, and you yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you! You build the sepulchres, the graves, of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. And as you know, later on in the gospel, they sought to kill Christ, which they eventually did. We need to speak to power. Because if we don't, power gets out of control. And then it works against those that delegated to it that power. Church, that is your job. That is your commission. To preach the whole counsel of God. If you don't, it's heresy.
I'm not a heretic. I preach the gospel every day. We do altar calls at our church every day. I'm a Christian, but I leave my Bible at home with me and my family. I don't try to push it on others.
Baloney. That's like saying, well, I don't want liberty for everybody else, and I don't want to push it on them. What? If you knew you had the cure from cancer and you said, well, I just don't want to push it on anybody. Well, give me a break. You can't not push it on everybody. I've got the cure here. And it's not mine. I'm just sharing it with you. That's what preachers do. Folks, let's go to North Carolina. Let's hear, first of all, is the congressman ready? Okay, the congressman's not ready. I'm just going to say this. Representative Paul Lubke, because we're trying to get this audio fixed and it's not working. He says, I think this bill is just awful. And I really wish I could play his content because I'm kind of paraphrasing. But I do want to bring up this point. He said, look at the military. He said, I think we need to just put it off. Let's focus on important things like the fiscal issues. Let's deal with that first. Let's let this marriage thing just set. Because, I mean, hey, you never know what might happen. I mean, look at the military. and how much it changed. What, excuse me? It wasn't the military that changed. Seemed to me the policymakers were forcing with a sword point. Interestingly enough, the military has the guns, but by gunpoint, they were forcing them to change. I don't hear of many military people championing the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. This is going to be great for the military to play easy. Even those that aren't religiously driven know it's going to be a nightmare. Because when you go against the laws of nature, that's all you have is problems and lack of liberty and work. And if you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, as Mr. Speaker of the House, Mr. Winthrop said, he was a past Speaker of the House. If you don't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you'll have to deal with man's 10,000 and all of his burdens and his weight that he places on you. Well, let's go right now because I want you to hear a preacher. This is a preacher doing his job on this amendment. So let's go to him. This is Mr. Patrick Wooden. He's a pastor in North Carolina. Let's go. It's coming, folks. We're just seeing. We just want you to anticipate this because it is coming, I promise. You're going to hear a pastor doing his job in North Carolina. Boy, I'm really trying to buy some time until this sound clip comes up, and I'm running out of things to say!
I tell you what I'm amazed at. I'm amazed that there's a controversy.
Patrick Wooden makes no apologies for his anti-gay marriage stance.
Okay, just stop that. Just pause it or whatever, okay? I love it! What would you expect from the reporter? Patrick Wooden makes no apologies for his anti-gay stance! Okay, Patrick, keep going.
Patrick Wooden makes no apologies for his anti-gay marriage stance.
I agree with the biblical definition of marriage.
Thank
between
you.
One man and one woman.
The Raleigh pastor spoke at a rally this morning in favor of a constitutional amendment that would define marriage as just that.
Talk to the average African American on the street. Overwhelmingly, African Americans believe that marriage is a union between a man and a woman.
But proof of how tricky this issue is, NAACP leader William Barber put out this statement today urging people to oppose the amendment.
Okay, so the NAACP is urging people to oppose the amendment. I'll bet Patrick Wooden is racist. He's racist, isn't he, Kerry? I mean, obviously, he's telling the American people that black folks overwhelmingly are against gay marriage? He's got to be a racist. I mean, the NAACP doesn't say that. Oh, wait a minute. Patrick Wooden is black. I think he knows what racist is, and I think he knows what the folks in his congregation think about this issue. And as a pastor, where does he go? Oh, congregation, let's pray about this so that our leaders make the right choice. No! He's down at the Capitol with his church making his voice heard as a good preacher of the gospel will do, folks. Let's support this pastor in North Carolina. Pastor Patrick Wooden. We'll be right back next segment. Oh, there's more. There is more.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, we had Reverend Patrick Wooden. Now, I just told you, we need to support him. Folks in North Carolina, South Carolina, I don't care where you're at. You need to support this pastor. He is champion. He is doing the job of the church. Reverend Patrick Wooden, Upper Room Church of God and Christ. That's in North Carolina, the Reverend Patrick Wooden. Again, his church's name is Upper Room Church of God and Christ. Now, I just wonder to myself, him doing the job of the church and all that, could it be for a variety of different issues? Number one, he said, I believe what the Bible says. And I can just hear the reporter saying, see, I knew it. Another close-minded bigot using the Bible as a weapon of mass destruction. You know that's what he's thinking.
Another bigot homophobic pastor. Believe the Bible. What's the Bible ever done for anybody?
Oh, I don't know. It gave you a First Amendment.
Well,
yeah, that's how you make your dough. Okay, what are you going to say? Yeah, anyways, could it be Mr. Patrick Wooden from the Upper Room Church of God in Christ in North Carolina understands that if we don't protect marriage, things like this will happen? Before You Dash Act is an organization trying to normalize pedophilia by removing it from the Diagnostical and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Now, I don't know. Maybe it could be just me. But I have seen this particular issue start with being removed from the Diagnostical and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. And eventually it becomes normalized, and then eventually it comes into law, and then eventually it comes into our military. Wherever it can seep its little fingers into and force itself upon the conscience of America. And this pastor says, no, we have freedom of conscience. Sin has to be punished. Sin has to be. If it's not, then what good is our rights? Sin is encroachment upon our rights. Let's listen to Patrick Wood and what else he has to say about this topic in North Carolina. Folks, if you call, I want you to call in. You know, maybe I'm just way out there in left field. I don't need your approbation. I don't need your approval, but I do want you to speak to this topic. 877-807-9977. Can we shift laws and standards just because our emotions tell us that we want to? 877-807-9977. Can we force our values and opinions on others just because our emotions say that we can? Across this nation, 877-807-9977. And finally, can we change the laws of this republic that preserve liberty to capitulate to immorality? 877-807-9977. Mr. Patrick Wooden, keep going, please, sir.
We're saying allow us to vote on this to keep marriage the way the God of the Bible intended it to be. If the voters don't want it, then they'll vote it down. But I do believe, and we're prepared to live with that, but I do believe that the people's voice in a democracy should be heard.
Opponents of the ban say that this will be the first time a state amendment actually restricts people's rights.
We should be able to do what we want. We're in America. We should be able to feel how we feel, and they shouldn't be able to limit that.
Okay, we should be able to feel how we feel. They shouldn't be able to limit that. I totally agree, young lady. That's why I want to steal your car. Are you going to tell me, you're going to judge me because I want to steal your car? We live in America, girl. Hello? You can't stop. I can do what I want. Come on, now that mentality is baseless. It's beyond elementary. The kids understand you can't take that type of a mentality.
Well, I don't know. I heard it on MTV or something. I don't know.
You know, I mean, duh, dude. We're in America. You do what you want to do. I mean, come on, you know. No! No! And I do disagree with Mr. Wooden. I have a great admiration for that man as a pastor right now, but I do disagree with this. The people's voice should be heard as a democracy. Again, the people's voice only gets heard when their elected representatives, through a republic, aren't listening to what God commands. So the people echo God's voice. That's it. The people don't always echo God's voice. That's why we don't have a democracy, which our founders called a mobocracy. Mobs don't always know. But when God's voice is being ignored, the people have to stand up. They're the ones who gave the authority to the representatives to listen and to make policy and laws. Now, Jen Jones, she's a proponent, maybe? I hope that's the right word. Wait, I'm saying I hope that's the right word. I'm supposed to know the right words. This is the Sons of Liberty. Okay, she is an advocate for marriage to be able to be between man and man, I guess. Listen to what she had to say, because she's got a new tactic out.
It's divisive, it's distracting, and it's discriminatory.
Jen Jones says although state law currently bans same-sex marriage, a constitutional amendment could further tear apart North Carolina families.
It's really bad for families. It could impact end-of-life wishes, custody for children.
Stop. Overall. Okay, it's really bad for families. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just me. How do you have children?
Well, obviously, when two men get married, they have babies. Duh!
You sound like you've been hanging out with that girl over there and said, we can do what we want in America because, I mean, it's America, right? I mean, you do whatever you want, right? You guys must go to the same college, I guess. It's bad for families. Protecting marriage is bad for families. Thank you! I missed that! Out of the 30-plus years I've been alive, I didn't realize that protecting marriage is bad for families. Okay, then she goes on. She talks about custody issues. Okay, let's talk about that.
And overall, it's super discriminatory.
Keeping the law the way it is, not have a constitutional amendment, and see what happens over time. Look how our military has changed. It is now legal to be a homosexual and serve openly in the military.
We're saying...
Okay, now that's Rep. Paul Luebke, the clip that we were looking for before. That was him.
I mean, look at what wonderful things happened in the military. I mean, they embraced. They embraced when the president signed it and said, dun, 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 dun.
This lady says it's super discriminatory. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you my 3 D's. I came up with this 3D campaign, okay? It's 3 D's. They're real easy. I mean, you can remember them. You can make, like, cue cards of them, pass them out to your family and friends, and you say them. You know, you do your chants and the parades and stuff like that. Let's play with those 3 D's are, okay? Everybody, does everybody hear me? I'm Jen Jones. Hello? Looking for a job in some majorly popular activism thing where maybe the tax dollars can support me so I don't have to work anymore, and then I can go around and say my 3 D's. Here's the 3 D's, America.
It's divisive, it's distracting, and it's discriminatory.
Did you hear that? It's divisive, it's distractive, and it's discriminatory. The 3 D's, see that? That's going to bring freedom to America, the 3 D's. Thank you very much, folks. Oh, Matthew 19:5. What does Christ say? Christ, you know, the one that they always say, well, Jesus never said anything about homosexuality, you bigot. We follow Jesus' law, not Leviticus. In Leviticus, you can't have long hair and tattoos either. So what's your excuse for that, huh? Huh? See, gotcha. What? What? Huh? 19:5. And said, for this cause shall a man, notice that man, that's spelled M-A-N, that is the sex of a man, shall leave his father and mother. Oh, well, there's a family right there, family union, a father, a mother, and a son. Okay. And shall cleave unto his, doesn't say his dog, doesn't say his husband, doesn't say his chair, his horse. Oh, you think that's way far out there. I'm sorry. You mean animal stuff? Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. It doesn't say he shall cleave unto his 6-year-old neighbor. That's far out there, too. Remember, I just told you about the organization trying to legalize pedophilia. Get it out of that mental disorder. They're not sick. There's nothing wrong with loving somebody who's like, you know, who is like 12. I mean, come on. What's wrong with that? And folks, if you need me to explain that one, there is no help for you. Jesus said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife. And they two. Both of them shall be one flesh. There's the institution of marriage given from Christ himself. None of this 3D stuff. Can you just picture back in the day when Jesus said that? All of a sudden one of the Pharisees pops up and says, Jesus, there's 3Ds that you don't know about. Yeah. Let me tell you something, okay? Because what you just said about a man leaving his parents, you know, and getting married to his wife. I mean, don't you know that's divisive? That's discriminatory? And that's distracting? Well, it's not in the Bible that anybody said that, but that's what they're saying nowadays. And I thought, Christ crossed most of the bridges that you're going to confront as Christians nowadays. God bless you, Patrick Wooden, pastor of that church out there. Again, when legislators legislate laws contrary to nature and nature's God, people must be a check. There's no doubt about it. Do you disagree that the people's voice needs to be heard in a democracy? That's not what we are, because the law is on your side. You don't need a democracy. You don't need a majority. You just need the law. I don't know if any of you realize, but a Southern California couple has been fined $300 for holding Christian Bible study sessions in their home. They could face another $500 for each additional gathering. Yep, the city's saying, yeah, you know what? We're on the patrol tonight. We're looking for crime. See that house over there? They got 20 people that come in there every week. And they, you know what they do in that house? I'm going to tell you. I'm fixing to tell you. I'm going to let you try to figure it out, though. Yeah, some serious crime. Yep. Got some crime going on in there, boy. Woo-wee. Yeah, and then on Sundays, you know what happens? 50 of them come in that house. 50 people in that house. Yeah, in the house the guy bought for himself and his family, he had 50 people come in there. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I'll bet one of them might even stay overnight in there, too. I tell you what, out here in Southern California, we don't tolerate that garbage. That's a menace to society. It wrecks your rights. It's against the Constitution. I'm telling y'all, they're having a Bible study in there. They's having a Bible study, and I'm going to fine them $300 for holding Christian services in their house. That's right. God bless America. We'll talk to you next segment.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas.
I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade and somewhere to be.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want it to this guy?
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Okay, it's time to reflect, folks. On our last segment, I told you about a Bible study that's being fined. Now, let me just tell you some of the details, because you're probably thinking, that's outrageous! Are you kidding? Come on, there's got to be something to this. I mean, are they, like, handling snakes on the front yard? Are they, like, blowing stuff up in worship? Do they, like, you know, sacrifice animals? They got to be doing something, Jake. No, they're really not. It's a Wednesday Bible study that draws 20 attendees. Chuck, the husband, holds a Sunday service. They got a home church, 50 people. I don't know. It's in the Bible. Home churches, people getting together to worship God. I mean, would you rather have them getting together to deal drugs, smoke crack? I don't understand this mentality. Well, what happened is we want to be able to use our homes. This is what Stephanie said. This is the gal who the homeowner, Stephanie Fromm. She's like, we want to be able to use our home. We paid a lot and invested a lot into our home and backyard. I should be able to be hospitable in my home.
No, no, no. No hospitableness in your home there, ma'am. Don't you know we're plundering the rich for that? Yeah, we got this here tax code that gives subsidies and entitlements to different folks. If they're poor and they need help, hospitability, that belongs to the state here now. You understand? Matter of fact, I could use another $300, so I'm going to give you another fine so I can help the hospitality bill. The hospitality bill. The hospitality bill. It doesn't matter. I don't have to explain myself to you. Besides, you're rich. You're part of the problem. Yeah, you got a little pool in your backyard. I see that. Don't you know there's starving children underneath the bridges in San Jose and Santa and somewhere? They're somewhere. I know they are. Come on. This is sick.
You know why this is happening? Because the churches in the community, well, they just don't want to offend anybody. I mean, we can tell the police officers what to do. I mean, it's terrible. Go to City Hall and protest about something? No. That'd make us look terrible. Then people wouldn't come hear how they can have their life enhanced at our church every Sunday. God forbid we might lose some dollars in the offering jar. And I can't cruise around on my jet to tell people how loved they are and how they should lose weight and tell them how it's about wealth and health. This is a total confliction. I don't see this in my Bible. Haven't read it for about 2 years, but I don't see it there. I can't remember seeing anything like this. Brad Dawkins, the president of Pacific Justice Institute, said, "We cannot allow this to happen in America." He's fighting. The woman said, "We don't like lawsuits." Listen, this is what she said. You know, this is the point where she's at because, again, the church needs to be gathering around her saying, "No, no, 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 Stephanie, you're fine. Bible study's fine." No, maybe the churches don't want competition. I don't know. But she says, "We don't like lawsuits, but we have to stand up for that which is right."
Well, the Bible says you're not supposed to go to court.
It's not just a personal issue, she said. In other words, what this woman is saying is it's not about me and my Bible study of 30 people, 50 people, whatever it is. She said, can you imagine anybody in any neighborhood where one person can call and make it a living hell for somebody else? That's wrong, she said. It's just sad. I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not going to defend this because of me. I'm defending religious liberty because that's the job of the church. God bless you. The attorney said, we cannot allow this to happen in America, and we'll fight as long and as hard as it takes to restore this group's religious freedom. You really don't even have to restore it. They already have it. Sometimes it takes a battle to regain that which we forgot about. And that's why we need to not forget. We need to be vigilant. Okay, we're going to the Illinois congressman. This is something. While we have this sort of stuff going on over here, we have people apologizing to different groups of people within our country. And they're apologizing on the behalf of America. Now, this particular Mike Quigley is a representative, I believe, of Illinois. He's at an American Islamic College conference in Chicago over the weekend. Okay, a lot of good stuff comes out of Illinois. The Illinois representative addressed the group. He rambled on about the typical racism and discrimination that, you know, the liberal left is so convinced America is rapidly infected with. And then he got to the point, and I want you to hear what his point is. Now listen to his rationale, and then I'm going to bullet point this, and you just got to listen to this. Go ahead. He's apologizing right now.
I'm honored to serve on the Judiciary Committee. And the forms of discrimination come in many forms, many shapes, and in many guises. You have my pledge to work with you to fight them. And I think it's appropriate for you to apologize on behalf of this country for the discrimination you have faced.
Okay, so there you heard it, folks. He's apologizing, going around saying, I'm so sorry for America. I'm so sorry for the bad people. First of all, you don't have to apologize. You can apologize for yourself if you're discriminating, but not on behalf of America, whose constitution does not tolerate discrimination. It doesn't tolerate it. Our government is not supposed to. You should apologize for you and your stinking buddies who don't exalt the law. Not for the American people. He's apologizing to Muslims. Now, some people say, I hate Muslims. That's not even the point. You know what? There's plenty of people that are, quote unquote, Muslim. They choose that to be their religion. As long as they don't go outside of the confines of our Constitution and start desiring to have Sharia law and start enforcing Sharia law in this country, they have the right to do commerce, to be peaceful, to obey the laws. They have that right. And we as Christians should be doing our job as the church and as our founders did. They never stifled other people or their religion so long as they stayed in the confines. And they thought, hey, if I present Christianity the right way, they're going to become Christians anyways. And that's our job. Listen, I don't just go into the church to evangelize. I go into the highways and the byways. But this man, I got a question. Why is it that, you know, he's not apologizing to those brave men and women of our country for what the men in office have done to use their blood to commit treason? Why isn't he apologizing to them or their families? This isn't an issue of him apologizing. I'm fine. If there's discrimination, go ahead and apologize. But why isn't he apologizing to our founding fathers for expanding the abuses of what was supposed to be a small and liberal, a small and limited federal government? Where's the apology for them? Come on, Mike. How about the apology to our retired members of society for a bankrupt Social Security system, which is unconstitutional, but you don't even apologize to them. Why? Because then they might find out that it was him and his liberal buddies and their fathers and those cut of that cloth that bankrupted it. They knew it would be bankrupt. Why don't they apologize to the youth of this nation for the financial debt they keep incurring? Oh, I'm not stopping there. This isn't even about the money. I'm just giving examples. How about for the moral bankruptcy that far exceeds, that grows faster than any debt they can throw on us? How about that, Mr. Mike? Mike Quigley? How about apologizing to our posterity? Sorry for what we've left you. There ain't much left. As a matter of fact, what we have left you is a banknote for morality. You're going to have to go learn what morality is, because we've already debased it and trashed it, and you don't even know what it is. That's gone. There's your note. Sorry about all that immorality. How about to the God of heaven, who sent his son to die for the liberty that this nation has flourished in? Where's the apology to the God of heaven? Oh, don't hear him apologizing for that, do you? If you're going to start apologizing, why don't you set the record straight and put it in priorities? Nobody deserves to be discriminated against because of what they look like, what they sound like. Discrimination only comes in, it's not discrimination, it's lawlessness, it's a penalty for law, breaking law. I'm just reminding him of all those that he's forgot to apologize to. You know, go to your college, do your apologies. But you're one-sided and a hypocrite. If you're going to overlook those five bullet points that I just shot out, if you can overlook that, your apology means nothing. You're a special interest, warped mentality, and worst of all, there's people that have entrusted you to have power in our government, and this is what you give them. Cherry picking people that you think were wronged to score some political points. Numbers chapter 15 says, "One law and one manner shall be for you and for the strangers that sojourneth with you." She'll have one law for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger. This is where America got its foreign policy from, folks, or immigration policy. "Because he that despised the word of God and hath broken his commandment, that soul shall utterly be cut off, his iniquity shall be upon him." Their injustices, and I'm speaking to lawbreakers, have their own penalties, and they should be upon them. No apologies needed. Folks, I know you're feeling this, and I appreciate your love for liberty, and I hope you join us tomorrow, 2-3 p.m. Central Time, sonsoflibertyradio.com.